Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, as he does each week, is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and I left everyone with a challenge last week.
Please clear that up for us. We're all sitting on the edge of our seats.
And that might have to do with the challenge writer. But anyway, it was the important multiple of 333, 666, figures heavily in a key book of the Bible. Rearrange the letters of this 10-letter Bible book to spell a two-word phrase, six letters in the first word, four in the second, that can describe the action in this particular book. And as a hint, each word begins with a vowel. So what's the book of the Bible and what are the two words?
Well, what's the book of the Bible and what are the two words?
Well, the book of the Bible is Revelation, and the two words are ornate evil.
Ornate evil. All right, Ian. On December 6th, 1884, construction of the Washington Monument was completed when the capstone and lightning rod were put into place. Construction was halted for 17 years, which resulted in a visible difference in the marble used to finish the structure. To commemorate the monument's completion, I've brought questions about Washington, D.C. monuments and memorials.
Okay, I've been there once, so we'll see.
Unveiled on Veterans Day, 1984, The Three Soldiers is a statue located a short distance from and designed as a companion to what Washington, D.C. memorial designed by Maya Lin?
That's the Vietnam War Memorial?
That's right. And it was originally intended to be placed where the two sides of the memorial meet, but Maya Lin objected. She thought that that would make the wall become more of a backdrop than the memorial being its own thing.
Aha.
Four individuals that were not president have memorials on the National Mall dedicated to them. George Mason, a founding father, John Erickson, a naval engineer, John Paul Jones, a naval war hero, and what individual, whose memorial opened in August of 2011?
Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah, that's right. Martin Luther King Jr. is correct. Located on the grounds of the National Academy of Arts and Sciences is a statue of what man holding a book engraved with three of his most famous equations, including one on general relativity?
Mr. Einstein.
Mr. Albert Einstein, specifically, yes. And that statue was used in the opening sequence of the 20th season of Sesame Street.
I know which three letters sponsored that day's show.
That's right, and one number, too. The Peace Monument, built to commemorate the deaths of naval officers at sea during the Civil War, was originally intended to be located in what city some 30 miles east of Washington, D.C.?
I'll take a stab and say Annapolis.
That is right. You picked up on the naval queue, and that's where the U.S. Naval Academy is. And finally, opened in 1997, what president's memorial consists of four outdoor spaces called rooms, each dedicated to one of his terms of office?
That'll be the boy from your neighborhood, FDR.
That's right. My neighbor down there in Hyde Park, FDR. And FDR's memorial is the only presidential memorial that depicts a first lady.
Huh.
What's your favorite monument in Washington, D.C.? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can skip across the mall to WAMC.org/any questions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit questions, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase National Mall. Rearrange the letters to spell the names of an insect and two mammals. And as a hint, the words have three, four, and five letters respectively. What are they?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. And Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we will be back in these same spots this time next week.
See you then.